We are learning Sechlis Beit Daflam Vav and Beis, and we're starting seven lines from the top of two dots. It said in the Mishnah, "V'noisten kli tachas adelaf b'Shabbos," and we saw the Gemara said that it means delaf haroyu because either for Rav Yitzchak because ain kli nittel served over nittel, and we said anyway you have to say it because bittel kli mechonai there has to be delaf haroyu means delaf that's royu to eat to behemoth least. Tana went to the raisa nesmalia kli. If the kli got filled up, shayfich v'shayinim ein nimna. You're allowed to pour it outside and come back in and let the pail get refilled on yontiv. We're not worried about it. What's the reason? Because it's only a tircha. We're allowing tircha, but makoyim hefset. Now Tosfos actually speaks out in the havamim that we thought the delav was not royu. How are we allowed to carry it outside and back inside? It's muksa. So Tosfos answered, "Will be a heta of graf sharei." Which will come up in the next Gemara, and Tosfos holds that's why there's a hemshich to the next Gemara. So the next Gemara says like this: Beirachai de Abaya. Abaya had this rechayim, which was this stone, which was made out of earth that used to grind his wheat. And if something drips on it, eventually it's going to fall apart because it's made out of sand. So what happened was Beirachai de Abaya dolof. It was dripping from the ceiling onto his rechayim on Yom Tov on Shabbos. And he didn't know what to do because he didn't have enough pails to catch the water, and it was ruining his rechaim. Also, came to Rabbah. He came to Rabbah, his Rebbe. Rabbah was his Rebbe. Omalei, zil aylech lepurayach lahosom. Bring your bed there. Now they'll have a graf shere. Now, in your bedroom, you don't want a melting grindstone there that's melting in front of your face. It's not too geschmack to sleep in the room. So be graf shere. And then I could take out this rechaim. I could take it out. V'afke, I could take out the rechaim then and take it away from the drip. So Yosef Abayev Kakashle, he says, here's the Rebbe's psak. But he says, I don't understand your psak. And you don't want to do it. We had a Gemara before on Daf Chaval from a base. They are not allowed to make a Graf Shere L'Katchila. You're not allowed to set up a Graf Shere L'Katchila. So that's what he's sitting there clearing. Adahochi, as he's clearing this, you know, this question, Nofel Berechaya, his whole Rechaya fell apart. The time he got home was gone. Nofel Berechaya died by. Omar, he said, basically, I deserve this. The Avdi Adamai, I was over on my Rebbe's psak. When your Rebbe gives a psak, you have to listen to your Rebbe. You're supposed to listen. You didn't listen, that's what happened. Now, why Taka was Abaya wrong? Abaya has a good time, Al-Khara. You know, I'm a Graf Shere L'Chatchila. So Tosfos, Divrei Maskil, Tosfos says two pshatim why Rabba was right and Abaya was wrong. Number one is because Makam Pseida, it's Mutter. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. Makam Pseida, you're allowed to make Graf Shere L'Chatchila. Pshat number two is, says, this is not really called L'Chatchila. L'chatchila means you are creating the whole massive. Here it's dripping already, and it's already making it disgusting. I actually don't live there, but my bedroom's not there, and that's the only thing I'm changing in my bedroom. That's not called l'chatchila already. That's not such a big l'chatchila. I'm moving my bed there, that's not the same level l'chatchila as creating the whole graf sharei.
It's not a graf sharei right now. It's going to become.
It's a graf sharei, just I don't live here right now. It's not my bedroom, but the whole matzav of graf is here already. Mashaken there, you're talking about you're inviting a guy to your house, and that's making the leftovers disgusting. That already is enos in graf sharei l'chatchila. That's the second chiluk. It's a dakas to chiluk. But in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in Taka, you can bring your bed in. But it says there, Mishmura, it's not enough to sit in that room. You have to actually bring your bed in there to make that Graf Shere'i. One more halacha on Graf Shere'i. Amash more. Graf Shere'i, the Avach Meraglayim, that's the bowl that holds the Meraglayim, Mutulayt Siyim Lashbi. Allowed to bring it outside to pour it into the garbage. Ha'ayla bring back the Ovet, Ayat Muksa. Mishmach Ziroi. When you bring it back, Noisim Amayim, you pour in the water, and then the water is not Muksa. And you metaltlet agav the water. Umachzira. Now, this halacha has two questions. First of all, when you put the water into this ovid, it's not royu anymore. So it's muksa already. The water is muksa again. So the Rashba is royu for behema at least. Another question is that we have in Shabbos that the only time you're allowed to do the het of kikar atinuk, which means to carry muksa, you put on a kikar atinuk on it, is only lameis bilvad. So here, why is the mutter? Zokta Rishayim, and the Rishayim, if the monk cover a brius, they were about to also kika or tinnik, therefore you can put mayim into it. Now, Sava Minei, we thought from Shmuel's halacha, it says you let her bring the graph outside, then maybe you only let her take a graph sharei, agav something else. You only let her carry a graph sharei in the keli. Sava Minei, graph sharei agav mono in, only agav a keli let her bring out the waste. But B'fnei Atzmi Eloi, we can carry waste by itself out of graph sharei. Toshima, I'll bring you a ride. Who Achbar saw those? This little mouse. They found it in the spice room of Rav Ashi, and of course they didn't want a mice, a mouse over there. So Rav Ashi said, pick it up by its tail and bring it out. So you see, you're allowed to carry the Graf Sharei by itself and take it out. I don't remember if it was alive or not. I remember in Halacha, there was a discussion if this mouse was alive or it's dead. But like upon him, either way, you see from here, you're allowed to take out a Graf Sharei, you're allowed to take out even by hand. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. Now this Mishnah is going to enumerate a bunch of Isurim that are also midrabanon, even though some of them are a mitzvah, or even close to a mitzvah. Kol shechayav lo mishon shvos, anything that you're chayiv on Shabbos, because it's the Rabbanon, which is, it's a Rabbanon that has no mitzvah element to it. Or a shvus, that's mishum rishus, that it's a little bit of a mitzvah. And mishum mitzvah, even some things that are also to do, even though it's a mitzvah. All those things that are also, shechayav mishum, that on Shabbos are also, b'Shabbos, chayav malav yontiv, you're also also on yontiv. It's not only Shabbos, yontiv as well. What's the examples? These are things that are not a mitzvah, they're only a shvus. They're only ister abonim. You're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos or Yontif. You're not allowed to ride a behemah on Shabbos or Yontif. The Gemara will go through each one and tell you why you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to swim in the water. You're not allowed to clap. You're not allowed to bang your thigh. You're not allowed to dance. Those are all the shvus. What are the isurim derabbanan that are a shtickle of mitzvah? Loidonim, you're not allowed to do a din Torah. Loimikachim, you're not allowed to be mekadosh isha. Loichotzim, loimiyavim, you're not allowed to do chalitza or yibum. On even though it's a shtickle of mitzvah, you're not allowed to do this on. It's a rishus. The Gemara's calling it not a mitzvah legamri. The Mishnah's calling it, but still you're not allowed to do it because we'll see in the Gemara why. Ve'elim shom mitzvah. These are the things that even though the mitzvah you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yontif, what are they? Le'im akdishim, you're not allowed to be makdish something, give something to hektish on Yontif, to make it hektish. Le'im arichim, you're not allowed to do erichim. Erichim means you tell a person, erich alai, your erichim give to hektish. Le'im achrimim, you can't do a cherim, it's also a type of hektish. Le'im akbim, chumas ma'isri, you're not allowed to take off chumas and ma'isris. And kol el b'yontif, amru, we said all these on Yontif, kavachayim v'shabbos, and of course on Shabbos. It's actually a steer from the beginning of the Mishnah, end of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah sound like the halachos were on Shabbos. Say it's also on Yontif. Here it says, "Kol el b'yontif amru kavachayim v'shabbos." So the Achareim talk about it, and then the Mishnah ends off. "Ein ben yontif v'shabbos al oichel nefesh mevad." There's no difference between yontif v'shabbos besides the oichel nefesh. Besides the oichel nefesh, only difference. And now we'll see in the Gemara all the reasons why these things are also in the Mishnah. Like elam b'ilay, now let's climb up a tree on Shabbos Yontif. Why not? The Gemara says, "Gzeira Shem Yitlach." She says, "Gzeira, he might come to cut off a branch on Shabbos Yontif, and therefore he can't climb a tree." Le'rechem gav behema. Why? "Gzeira Shem Yosel Chosuchum." The Gemara says the reason is maybe he's going to ride it out of Tchum. Read the Gemara Kasha. Shvam not Tchum in the Raisa. Tell me we pass the Tchum in the Raisa. We know Tchum is not the Raisa. So Ella, the Gzeira Shem Yachlech Tchumira. Worried he might cut off a branch while you're riding in order to hit the animal. And it comes out to be kaitzav on mechuba, therefore you're not allowed to ride an animal. Now the Rashba asks, isn't there a lacha, the Yishami says that Yubay's mill is the Raisa? There's a certain level of Tchumim that's the Raisa, a certain America, a certain type of far enough away, it's the Raisa. So it's a Raisa in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's not possible Tchumim the Raisa, it's mashma, not like the Yishami. But he says, the Yesh Litchak, you can be derech the Raya. So the Meiri explains, you can be derech the Raya by saying that it's not normal to ride the behemoth so far on Shabbos Yom Tov. You don't go to business, and therefore, it's not a stabra, the main Xeri might go to Yubay's mill, which is a very far away. So the Maravaita, Xeri, Shemiyasa, Chavis, Loishotan al Premayim. You're not allowed to swim on the water, why not? Xeri, Shemiyasa, Chavis al Shaitim. You might make a Chavis al Shaitim. Rashi says it means a keli made out of rubber that you weave it, and it's also smaka patish. And you know, use it to learn how to swim. You hold it's like a tube. You hold on to it. And you learn how, it's like a floating device. You learn how to swim from that. That's what Tosfos learns. The Rashi learns made out of kodim. Tosfos learns made out of cheras. But it's all the same thing. That you might build this thing to learn how to swim. Therefore, you can't swim in the water on Shabbos Yom Tov. Then it says lemet tapkim and ala clap lemet sapkim and ala bang your thigh lemet rock and ala dance. Gzeira shemesak and klishir. It's a gzeira maybe to come to fix klishir. If you allow him to do that, he might come to fix klishir. We know Taisa says before. Tosfos spoke out before on Daf Lamed that these days that we don't. I'll read the Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Amiul don shari, we'll let her dance and clap. Why dafka be mayim show you bekiim last klishir shayach lemigzar? Amiul don ain't no bekiim last klishir. We're not bekiim l'shayach lemigzar. And if you look at Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Lamed Tesef Gimel, it's brought down. The Ramah brings out a yesh aimrim like this Tosfos. The Ma'aser Mishbura says we don't pass that Tosfos. But if you ever see someone chas shalom clapping on Shabbos or dancing on Shabbos, they have a lot to be samech on. It's a Tosfos. Tosfos with no chalkim on Tosfos and in of an art. But the Mishbura says shvimachmer. But the Ma'aser is a Tosfos and it's brought down the Ramah such a tzad that you could dance. So therefore, if you yourself can be knowing the Mishbura about that if you want. But if you see someone else dancing, it could be, it shouldn't be Meicha, because it is a Tosfos, and it is brought down, la halacha, as a tzad, there are cholkim in the halacha, the Siddur Mishbura says, we don't pass like that, but upon him, there is a tzad to make, I think they made the gross chalik, but there might be some cholkim, yeah. Ve'elam shum reshush, so one more Gemara we'll learn today, ve'elam shum reshush, it says, ve'elam shum reshush, it's not such a full mitzvah, loy donim, you don't dance. So Mars Kashis a mitzvah, but hey, it's just a mitzvah. And that's what Rashi learns, that the Kashis, I understand why it's Aser, but why are we counting it in the Rashus list? It's a mitzvah. And for the Gemara, there are people who are better than you as the Duda in Torah, so it's not just a big mitzvah for you to do the Torah, it's only Rashus. But upon it, there's other people in the city that can do a better job than you. So, but therefore, it's counted in the Rashus. But it's Masmafi Rashi that Avada, even if it's a mitzvah, you can't do it. Just the question was, why is it counted here? But Tosfos argues and Tosfos learns that if you don't have anyone else in the Torah, it's taka mutter to do. That's what Tosfos learns, but Tosfos argues back on that. Ayin Sham, ayin this big Tosfos of Masmafi Vaha.